Well, we have an absolute treat on the show here today. Joining me is a powerhouse vocalist. She's an acclaimed Mohawk singer-songwriter whose powerful soul voice and compelling narrative create a truly unforgettable experience. Shawnee Kish joins us on the show today. Shawnee, thank you so much for being here. How have things been for you lately? I imagine that it's been a busy summer for you.
It has been busy, and that's my daughter in the background, if you can hear. We just landed in Saskatoon. We're in a hotel. We're doing a show tonight. So things are crazy, and they're busy, and it's amazing.
What was it like when you first started to make music, and then you really came into your own, stepping into your voice, not only musically, but culturally and you know, personally and spiritually as well? What was that like, stepping into your voice?
It's been a journey, a long journey, and continues. You know, younger, I struggled, and I used music as a tool, as a medicine. And around that time, I got to know, and with teachings and my history as an Indigenous person. And so I kind of started that walk hand in hand and found my purpose. And now being able to create and go in a studio and, you know, with my friends and musicians, and be able to create songs that could help heal in the same way that it's done for me, you know, and whether it's healing to bring joy or to bring awareness, whatever it might be, or empowerment, it means a lot to me to be able to give that medicine back the same way that I use music.
And that kind of leads into my next question, is how do you use music as an outlet, both for yourself and then maybe for somebody else who's struggling?
Just being able to storytell, I think it's about that. It's, you know, going through some of the experiences in my life and those struggles, and being able to use writing and even just sitting in, you know, with a guitar at a piano. And sometimes music is even like an unspoken language. It's such a powerful thing, to like this language that we all speak and we don't even know it, you know, being able to, whether it's even just for fun, picking up a guitar. But I really do, especially for younger people who are struggling and going through something, it's just a very powerful tool to be able to tell your story, because you deserve that, you know, and just even if nobody ever hears it, even if it's just for yourself, it's been very powerful for me to be able to do that.
Well, and Shawnee, when you look back at when you first started making music and getting into the music scene, and then look now, and how have you grown just as a musician and as a whole, as a person?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm a little bit more confident than I used to be. you know, I guess I was closeted as a two-spirit person, as an Indigenous person. I was not close to my stories. I was not close to my traditions. And so I did not feel like I had a very safe place in the world. And so it took me some time to gather enough knowledge and information and life experience to realize just how important my stories are, my struggles are, my culture is, and keeping that, you know, and the gifts that the Creator gave me, and how those all intertwine and make me who I am. So now I feel very different, although, you know, we will always be who we are. I will always have those struggles, but being able to walk into a room or on a stage or in a setting where, you know, I'm sharing who I am in this vulnerable position, I feel a lot stronger these days. So music has helped me do that.
Well, and Shawnee, for somebody who's maybe just getting into some of your music, or they're going to be introduced at Taste of Edmonton, would there be a song or maybe an album that you'd recommend to them that, hey, you know, this is a really good introduction as to who I am?
Okay, so I'm coming out with my debut album. I feel like I've been doing this for so long, but I have never come out with an official album, been singles and EPs. So on that day will be my album release day. And so we're going to be doing, it's going to be a very special performance. I'm so very excited to be spending, because I'm from Edmonton. So to be able to spend the day in Edmonton at, you know, this event that everybody knows and loves, and celebrate my album release and, you know, performing all the songs for one of the first times. It's all new music, and then it's taken a different direction. It's some twang and some country and some soul in there. So I'm just really looking forward to it and excited to be able to share those new songs on that day.
Well, and speaking of Taste of Edmonton, you're going to be here July the 25th, coming up very quickly. We cannot wait for that. What can we expect from you at this live performance?
I think what I say is expect the unexpected when I'm performing. That's what I learned to do and get cozy and comfy with, because you just never know what I'm going to come up with. It's because, you know, it depends on who's with me and who's there to celebrate, you know, themselves and their stories. And sometimes we have sing-alongs. Sometimes we have impromptu. You just never know. You really honestly never know. Sometimes we cry. Sometimes we laugh and we dance. Sometimes it feels like a karaoke kind of fun thing happening with a Four Non Blondes cover. It's just, it's kind of expect the unexpected. I'm just kind of there for the journey and to create a memory with people.
And last one for you here, Shawnee. What are you most looking forward about coming back to Edmonton and playing Taste of Edmonton? What's got you excited?
I love Edmonton. Edmonton is my home. So I didn't grow up in Edmonton, but I am now from Edmonton. And when I leave Edmonton, I miss it so much. I miss the people. I miss the vibe. There's just something about Edmonton. I really, it's my home forever. I love it so much. So to perform, I haven't done a lot of performing actually in Edmonton. So, you know, this is very few, far in between. And so I'm looking forward to being there to perform.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to you being here as well. Again, July the 25th. Shawnee Kish headlining that night at Taste of Edmonton. Shawnee, thank you so much for doing this. Really appreciate this, Shawnee.
Amazing. Can't wait.